This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Back to normal today here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, live and in person. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin Franks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Robin Franks. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful.
Guess what? Two weeks from today.
I know. We'll be waking up in Deep Creek.
I know, but what else is going to happen?
Nothing. We'll be on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Not a thing.
All right. So if we come back the week after, I can still call you Miss Robin Franks.
Only if you want to live a couple hours, but yeah.
Hey, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, ladies and gentlemen, and we do. And we're giving a muzzleloader away in the month of December, but first we have to give away the muzzleloader for the month of November. So here's how we're going to do that. We're going to sign you up today. We're going to put a date at the top of the page that says 12/2, okay? Everybody that calls in on the muzzleloader contest today gets in the November and the December contest. Okay? So we'll give everybody a ticket at the end of the show. Somebody who calls in today may win. It may be from somebody who's called in the past 4 weeks. We don't know.
And if they call in today, right?
Yeah, they get on the December one too.
Right. But I'm saying if they were already on the November one, they've actually got it actually works out. No?
Yeah.
Works.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's all good.
It's all good.
Got it.
Yeah. Don't confuse me with facts.
What I mean is
my mind is made up. Don't confuse me with
that. If anybody's already called in for November, okay, they can call today. They'll still be entered in November, maybe once or twice. I'm not real sure how that works, but
only get one entry.
Okay, but they're also already entered.
If they call in today, they're already entered for December because this is December.
But if they're entered in November, don't.
Why are you confusing this?
I'm not confusing you. I'm saying, I don't want people who already called in for November not to call in for December today.
Correct.
That's what I was saying.
Moving right along. The number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Now you see why I'm going to marry this girl, right? Oh, my gosh.
It's just a good morning, people. I'm sorry.
It's a good morning. It's a good morning everywhere. It's a beautiful day to be in the deer stand. Man, if you're headed there, I'd love to hear from you after the first day. Come on, let's hear some deer stories. I want to hear 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want to hear some deer stories today. I want you to get in the muzzleloader contest. And the rules are very simple. You call, you leave your name and phone number so we can get in contact with you if you win. And we don't call anybody, you know, throughout the year for any particular reason unless you want us to. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. But anyway, and then we want to hear some deer stories. So contest, deer stories today. Rocking and rolling. First day of deer season was the deer firearm season was last Saturday. Of course, the show was pre-recorded. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed Phil Norman and Brian Eiler and those folks. We also pulled the winner for the, on Thanksgiving, we also pulled the winner for the Maryland Hunting Coalition Thanksgiving Hunter's Choice Raffle. And our winner may be here today.
Yep.
He may be getting up. He may be reaching out by email, but you know we won't reveal that until we hear from him. He chose the crossbow. There's a compound bow. There was a Marlin engraved 22 and the crossbow by Parker, courtesy of a nice discount from Chesapeake Outdoors. And we've got the crossbow here. So if he shows up, we'll hand it to him while we're on the air. All right. Let's talk to Stan in Glen Burnet. Good morning, Stan.
Glen Burnet.
Glen Burnet, yes.
Oh, Mr. Allen, I'm sitting here going out of town, headed to Frederick, so you're going to have to talk real loud if I can hear this show out there.
Okay.
Just sitting there coming up on Ordnance and 640, 295, looking at this beautiful moon.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's gorgeous today.
And good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
Boy, she sounds more chipper than I do in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Tomorrow is supposed to be the full effect, though. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. The supermoon is what they call it.
I'm going to try for that muzzleloader again.
You are?
Yeah. Well, you gave me a double or nothing, so.
Yeah, I did. Well, that was... Never mind. That was Robin.
Well, you guys, I catch bits and pieces of it since I didn't rearrange my work today. So, like I said, about Route 32, I'm going to miss the show, but... If the winds hold, I should be back to catch the last half hour.
Oh, good.
My fingers crossed.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
As usual, we will be listening, Mr. Allen. Young lady, keep an eye on that scoundrel.
I promise.
Scoundrel?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good
scoundrel.
Word.
Scoundrel?
How would this weather be if it could hang through February?
Probably pretty good for us. Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Of course, Robin wants snow for the wedding. So, you know, that's why we're going to Deep Creek. So we'll see if we get a little snow up there. That'd be nice.
There's nothing wrong with snow, just as long as it's gone in the morning.
This is the first year in years I can actually sit back and enjoy a snowstorm.
Exactly.
I've been on call for the hospital for years for snowstorms, and I'm not this year. So I'm looking forward to any snow we get.
Yep.
Just reach down, switch turn the switch to four-wheel drive and go for it.
You got it, buddy.
You got it.
All right, we'll be listening, Mr.
Thanks, Dan.
Lady.
Safe travels.
Care, see ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Mr. Stan, our truck driving buddy. We ought to get up a truck driving song maybe for the next break. Jameson, Baltimore County. Good morning, Jameson. How are you?
All right, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I was just interested in getting in on that prize there.
You're in on it.
All right.
Perfect.
I enjoy your show very much.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Evan in Linthicum, Maryland. How are you, Evan?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I wanted to enter that muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
Very good.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a happy holiday.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, got a bunch of callers there putting their name and number in. We're drawing the November winner today. So, you know, there you go. And there's John B. He signed up for December. He's already in. He said,
morning, John.
Enter me in the November, December, whichever month you call it. Please just enter me in the contest, please. You're in, John. Okay, so first day of deer season. Last Saturday, weren't here. Wow, we get in the woods early. Jacob and I were hunting together, my grandson. He's 18 now, so he's pretty independent. And he's getting more independent, which is okay. So he doesn't sit in the stand with Paul anymore. Okay? So he's on the ladder stand. He's about 250 yards away from me. And a beautiful morning, you know, nice sunrise. And not much goes on in the morning. He texted me, said he saw a spike, you know, and... Then about 10 minutes later, I saw a spike. I figured it was the same one. It wasn't. Two different spikes. So that was the morning. I think he might have saw a doe or something. And one of the guys in another stand shot a doe in the morning. And a guy next to us on the next property shot something. We don't know what that was. But one of our guys, our landowner's son-in-law, he saw some deer. He saw a big buck, but he couldn't shoot at it because he was shooting right towards Jacob. Jacob didn't see it. So he passed on it to, you know, kind of let it go, which was nice, and we think that one might have been one shot on the other property. Who knows? But anyway, it was kind of a, for our guys, just... Then on the other side of the road, one guy shot a buck and a doe, and, you know, so we had some... There was some meat on the meat pole at the end of the morning hunt. So, afternoon hunt. What do you want? That pen?
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Afternoon hunt. Let's talk to Vince in Baltimore County. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
Thank you. I was just kind of calling in to get in on the muzzleloader, but I'm heading to Glenarm area to go deer hunting. So.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Have you had any success?
I've gotten three this year,
Good.
And I've been trying to get, you know, a friend and a son on one, and I finally got him on one in West Virginia.
I got it. Okay. What all? Did you get any nice bucks?
A 9-pointer weighed about 165 pounds.
That's a nice buck. Nothing wrong with that.
Probably 140-inch of bone or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vince, why don't you go check out, when you get home, check out Bucks, Bears, Stags, bucks-bears-stags.com.
Okay.
That is a new record-keeping organization here in Maryland that Robin and I are in charge of. And we have a scoring event coming up a couple of different places here in the near future. And you go on the website. If you'd like us to score your deer, you just apply to do that. It's a $25 entry fee to get in the record book, and you know, we're looking forward to making Maryland, putting Maryland on the map with a record book, because we do have a world class whitetail herd here in Maryland. We have the unique Sika deer, and then of course we've got a great bear population too. So bucks-bears-stags.com.
What? We need to tell them the entry fee, though. Most of that goes to, we give that back to
we share that. We share that profit with Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry and the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So we that goes back.
Right. That's everybody's helping the hunting community with that part of it.
Exactly. Okay.
That's good.
Yep. All right, Vince.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There we go. Mel in Stevensville, then Tony in Delaware. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm good.
Just wanted to do not a very exciting deer story. I have been hunting since opening day. I started Millington and hunted Blackwater on Monday and up to Deep Creek all week long. Now I'm just about ready to pull into Blackwater one more time, and I can't say I put a set of antlers on a deer yet. in a week of hunting.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? That's what keeps us going back, brother.
Hey, you got to admit, and I tell you what, it's all worth the trip. I got to say, I had a first-time experience up at Deep Creek. Saw my first bobcat in the wild.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's cool.
That was a cool sight.
And there are plenty of them up there, yep.
Oh, yeah. So 2 dozen deer up there, and it was great to see them, but again, all I'm fun with
it. I got it. Well, put meat in the freezer, Mel.
Yeah, it's hopefully today will do it. So
you got it. Thank you, buddy.
Okie doke.
Good luck to you. Bye bye. There he goes. Tony in Delaware. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. What's going on?
I got a question for you. Number one, I wanted to get in both muzzleloader contests.
You are
obviously
in. Yeah.
But a buddy of mine, his 9-year-old boy, shot his first buck this year, but the gun he was using was 20-gauge H&R, and it was long for him.
Yeah,
I got a flyer on Black Friday from one of the big sporting goods in your area, and they're advertising a CVA Hunter compact slug gun.
Yep,
24-inch barrel.
Nice.
Anything about it?
I don't know anything about it, but I know if CVA makes it, it's a good one.
It'll shoot.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. CVAs. Yes.
He loves the CVAs.
I carry CVA all the time, muzzleloader season, even sometimes during the shotgun season when I'm hunting lease, I carry the CVA rather than a shotgun. So yeah. Yeah. I've got the mountain rifle, the Acura mountain rifle. And, CVA slug gun. That's a good one. Absolutely.
What do you think? The Remington slug to it?
If it's a rifled barrel, I love light field, but I mean, there's a lot of good slugs out there. Remington Copper Solid is good. The Hornaday slug is good, but, I'm a light field fan, have been for 20 years.
It's a 1 in 32 twist in the barrel. Isn't it usually a 1 in
28? I don't know what to say to that, you know.
Right.
I don't know what to say to that. As long as it's a rifled barrel slug gun, it'll slug them out there, no question.
All right, buddy, I appreciate it, and congratulations on your upcoming nuptials.
Thank you, Tony.
Good luck to you.
Hey, did the young man kill the deer in Maryland?
No, in Delaware.
Okay, got it.
It was a nice 8-point. It was impressive. I mean, I was just as happy as if he was my child. It was neat. It really
Send
was.
Me a picture, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We're going to start expanding Maryland Hunting Quarterly into Delaware this coming season. So.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right, buddy.
Good show, buddy. Keep up the good work.
You got it. Bye-bye. Thank you. And Frank in Rosedale, thanks for holding on. Frank, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing now?
I'm well. What's up?
I'd like to register a muzzleloader.
You're in?
Yeah, my nephew in upstate New York's a big-time hunter, and it'd be a nice Christmas present.
That'd be a great
Christmas
present.
That'd be wonderful.
Present. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful.
I thought so. It'd be nice better win it.
Good luck to you.
Okay, you guys have a nice holiday.
All right,
you
thanks,
too.
Frank. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so, anyway, I go out for the afternoon hunt. I go out early. We left for the morning hunt. Like I told you, Jacob's independent, right? I said, I'm getting down. And he goes, I'm on my way to Royal Farms. He's driving. Yeah, he's gone. I'm like, okay, get me a hot dog, please. You know, so he comes back. We have a little lunch. And, I get down and had a little lunch with the family there. And said, I'm going back out. It's early, but I'm going back out. And I'm a great believer in the natural clock as far as a feeding schedule for deer and also animals that spend a lot of time outside, like horses and cattle and things like that. I believe that their behavior is and feeding pattern is modified by nature because they're out in it so much, and especially, you know, deer and other wild creatures. And I think that the lunar pull on the earth has a lot to do with that. So that's high tide, low tide, things like that. So high tide was 1:44, something like that. So I said, I'm going out. So it's like 12:30. I like an hour before and an hour after high tide to just watch for deer. And in this case, it turned out. Well, I had the 270 there, my famous 270, my M77 Ruger and 270 with a 3-9 Leopold I bought when I was 28 years old, many moons ago. And then I had a 30-30, which I bought within the past 5 or 6 years, that was built in 1954. So it was a pre-64 30-30 Winchester. Always wanted one. Had a post-64 when I was a kid. Ex-wife wound up with that, which is okay. But so I had this 30-30 in the stand with me, and I wanted to shoot a deer with it. So I promptly got out to the stand, 12:30, 12:45, something like that, and fell asleep. I couldn't believe it. I wake up to noises that weren't squirrels, and I look up, and there I'm looking at a laurel flat, and then it drops off a little bit. Going over the edge, I see two tails going, and I'm like, oh, man, I really screwed up. Well, I'm kind of like just waking up, and I look down, and there's my grunt call, and I'm on the grunt call, and a deer stopped and looked back, but I couldn't see what it was. I saw a big blocky body, and it's got a little tiny shot through about a foot wide through the laurel that I can shoot through, but I can't see its head. So binoculars up, 30-30 up, binoculars back up, 2 points up above the laurel, good enough, whatever it is, pull the hammer back on the 30-30, bang, shoot, the deer runs off, and all is quiet. Grab the 30-30, I get down, grab the 30-30, walk back to where I shot the deer, nothing there. So I'm thinking, okay, I know where these deer go. They go back through this little gully, they go down in the marsh. I'm going to find this deer if I hit it. So I get down in the marsh. Nothing there. No sign. Come back up another secondary trail that goes down in the marsh. I get to the top of that trail, and I look, and there's sign. There's blood on the leaves. Hey, I hit this deer, and it's good blood. I'm going to follow. No, I don't have to follow. It's deer's laying right there. Nice little four-point buck. Fat and happy, 2.5-year-old. I am excited. I've got it's not about the rack. It's about the shot. I took a deer with a gun that I wanted to use, and now I'm happy, and my first day of deer season is a success. Hunted the rest of the afternoon. Jacob came down from the house. He helped me dress the deer out, and he went on. I went back and got the truck, loaded in a truck, and so it goes. But right now it's time for me to take a break, and I'll tell you more later. Let me tell you about JB Farms. Deer Processing is your Carroll County deer processor, located at 3523 Harney Road in Taneytown, Maryland. JB Farms will skin and custom cut, wrap, and freeze your deer. Tasty venison specialties include deer bologna, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, all from your deer. Call 410-756-5656. JB Farms can smoke your venison hams and make chipped venison, deer jerky, and more. And JB Farms is an FHFH participating deer processor. Call 410-756-5656. JB Farms processes all wild game, bears, hogs, big game, exotics, even your waterfowl. Yep, they'll pick it, and turkeys too. Best of all, JB Farms has a 24-hour drop-off for your deer. JB Farms Deer Processing, call 410-756-5656. Hey, I went to Chesapeake Outdoors yesterday or day before? Day before. What was I looking for? Something. And I found it, of course, I always do whenever I go there. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors, located exit 39B, right off Route 50. We cross the Bay Bridge, and the exit number is 39B. You're looking for Dominion Road. They've got the, hey, listen, if you want a great crossbow for a Christmas present, they're not exactly inexpensive, but it's the new Raven crossbow. Can't keep them in stock. They're that popular. They're that good. They're that quiet. But they've also got Barnett and Mission and 10 Point and Carbon Express and Excalibur and those great Matthew Solo Cambos, Banded and Under Armour camo clothing. Waterfowl picking in the season comes in the 15th, and a full selection of Yeti coolers you can get for a gift. All kinds of camo firearms, Remington, Chop, Escort, muzzleloaders by our friends at CVA and Thompson Center, too. Waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot gear, camo, everything for deer hunting everything for deer hunting, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. Exit 39B, Dominion Road, Route 50, right off Route 50, on Ken Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, the guys at Linex want everybody to know that if you happen to be a purchasing agent for a local government, they're your full-service truck guys. So if you need a Linex liner, any truck gear, they've got it, okay? That's all they wanted me to tell you, and we'll record a new spot here maybe by next week. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rubbed the window. it down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed off around, he hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my buck.
That'll never happen in our family.
No.
All right.
Not in this one.
Not in this one. Ron in Sykesville, thanks for holding, buddy.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, just wanted to enter the contest.
Okay, you're in.
All right. Have you seen that moon out there this morning?
Beautiful. Yeah, we drove over from the shore this morning. It escorted us the whole way.
On the Bay Bridge, it was
ground up.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Out there.
Yeah, I'm going to get here.
Well, we
go down and cut some wood this morning.
We were in the stand last night. My buddy's way back in the timbers in the marsh, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I got out of the stand, and, you know, I quit legal shooting time anyway. But, I mean, you could see. And I'm out of the stand, and it's a 20-minute walk back there from the house, you know. So I'm sitting there waiting for him to come out, and he walks out, and he goes, he said, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it dawned on me that I should be quitting anytime soon. He said, I couldn't figure out why I could still see. He had his back to the moon. He said, I turned around and looked, and that big giant moon was looking at me. He said, no wonder I can see. So,
anyway, it's pretty out there this morning.
Beautiful day.
It's like 28 degrees out here.
That's good. I like it. I love being in the woods this morning.
Yep. So.
All right, brother. Thanks
all
for
right,
holding.
Alan, thank you very much.
See you, Ron.
Robin for me.
She's right here. She's right there.
Good morning.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jim in Arbutus. Good morning, Jim.
Morning. How you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for holding.
Headed to work. Just checking in. Like to get in that contest.
Okay, you're in.
Okay.
That's
all I got today.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Brian in Baltimore City. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, and good morning to the good lady.
Her name is Robin.
Good morning.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I'm still a good lady.
You're still a good lady. Well, kind of. But anyway, what's on your mind, Brian?
Well, first and foremost, I know I'm in the...
Contest. Yes, sir.
But I wanted to seriously ask you a serious question.
Okay, I'll get serious here. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm doing a renovation in my house, and a lot of my friends and that want to come around to have a look inside the house.
Uh-huh.
Because I've ripped out this one wall.
Right.
And made the kitchen and the dining room.
Okay, what's your question, Brian? We've got a lot of callers lined up.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry. A pheasant. Have you ever eaten a pheasant?
Yes, I have.
Actually eaten pheasant.
They're delicious.
They are.
Yes.
Well, there's a contest going on with a group of guys up here, and it's just guys that's got to have a pheasant in the meal, and I want to know where to get a good pheasant.
Do you have access to email, Brian?
No.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll call you after the show. Will you be awake?
Oh, I'm awake first thing in the morning.
Okay.
2:00.
All right. I'll have Robin remind me to call you, okay?
I got it.
Thank you.
You got it, Brian. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Arnold in Abington. Good morning, Arnold. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Haven't heard from you in a while. How you been?
Oh, can't complain.
Good.
Congratulations to you and Miss Robin.
Well, thank you.
We did our honeymoon at Deep Creek many, many years ago.
Oh, great.
Multiple vacations there since.
Yep.
So,
I love it up there.
It's a special place for sure.
Yep. Exactly.
I'm wondering if, of course, I want to be in the muzzleloader.
Sure.
Contest, but I was wondering if you got the picture I might have sent you, I guess it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, the sunrise at Monk's Creek.
No. Oh, right. Did you send it to my phone or did you send it to the email?
I believe it went to the email, Alan. If not, I'll send it.
Let me see here.
It looks remarkably like the November cover for the DU calendar.
What's your email, Arnold? Your first first part of it.
Arnold Dot.
That'll work.
It was. I said it during the show. I was actually sitting in a kayak.
Oh, was I? Okay. Wow.
Our lives have been so crazy right now. Neither one of us can remember anything.
Last email I got from you. Last email I got from you was a while back. So, no, I did not get that. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send it again.
That'd be great.
It's just a gorgeous shot.
Got know, it.
Sitting there waiting on first light. You can see some decoys and the mojo.
Well, okay. Sounds wonderful.
Sounds good, buddy. Look forward to it.
Awesome.
Thanks, Arnold.
Listen, I know you got a ton of folks on the line. So, good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
We'll be here listening.
You got it. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye. John in Ferndale. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hi, Alan and Robin. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Doing wonderful.
How about you?
Good, good, good. I'm on my way to hunting there. I've got a question about a crossbow.
Okay.
Actually, I've had two crossbows recently, back-to-back within the last 6 years.
Okay.
There are 10-point crossbows, but
yep.
They'd be really good, you know?
I've had one since 2000 or 2001. Same one. Still works perfectly.
Well, that's great to hear, but I'm having the opposite situation. I had my first one, I had 6 years, and the limb cracked.
That's okay. I got that. Did you send it back?
Okay. Well, I sent it back. They took care of it. Of course, it was in the heat of the archery season. It took me a while to get it.
Oh, they all, yeah, always.
Yeah, and now just recently, I bought one, and I had it for now maybe a year. And the separation of laminate is occurring.
Okay.
And it broke.
Well, then I guess you need to send that back again.
Yeah, well, you know, instead of wasting time, I sent it to my local store there that is authorized. And
right.
And said, you know, I can get the parts in 4 or 5 days. Of course, it's been 2 weeks now.
Right.
I still don't have it. $50 to fix it, but... My thing is this, is it's supposed to be really good, you pay good money. Is this a problem with all crossbows?
Depends on how they're treated.
Do you leave it
cocked when you're not hunting?
Not normally. I did that one time, noted. I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah. If you leave it cocked when you're not hunting, that's one thing because it puts all that stress on the limbs.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is, you know, that shouldn't hurt it, but there's a possibility there. You've never dry fired it.
No, never dry fired it.
Okay. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. I've always had good success. I like the 10-point folks. But, you know, see what your dealer says, see what the factory says. That's just always the best.
Yeah, well, you know, after two of them and putting out a lot of money, you start to think, well, maybe I need to change brands.
Well, maybe you do. Take a look at, go to some of the shops that carry multiple ones and take a look at them. See what you like.
Yeah. Well, then what's your recommendation as far as avoiding something like that? I guess.
I don't know because, you know, any mechanical device is subject to failure.
Yeah, but you definitely don't want to keep it cocked overnight.
That's one thing, yep.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Alan. Appreciate your service, buddy.
All right, John. Thank you, bud. See ya.
Yep. Take it easy.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mark, thanks for holding. How you doing, bud?
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I believe I spoke to you about a year ago.
Okay.
I always listen to your show every time, Mr. Ellis. By the way, firstly...
It's Alan.
Congratulations on your the big... 10-point, or first, did you? Were you the one that got that 10-point?
No. I shot a little 4-point with my 30-30.
Okay,
but I was happy for it.
Congratulations on your future wife.
Thank you.
Of course, I always listen to your show on this day every week because I find you informative, engaging, interesting, and
hilarious. Right? Hilarious, right?
Yes, you have a good sense of humor. I would say that. I like the way you do the advertisements.
I got it.
I like them all. I listen to them all very closely.
Good. Glad to hear that.
A lot of my friends hunt deer.
Yeah.
And bring it over, and I eat it. I'm not a hunter myself, but I do listen to your show.
Okay.
So I called to ask you kind of like the same question, but I thought maybe... Isn't there a sports or that kind of a business place that I could purchase a crossbow? Isn't there one of your sponsors?
Sure. Clyde Sports Shop has them. So does Chesapeake Outdoors. Absolutely. Yep.
Which one? I live in Reisterstown, Maryland.
Oh, Clyde's is closer. It's down at Hammonds Ferry Road at Beltway Exit 9, and Chesapeake Outdoors is across the bridge. But, you know, there's a little wider variety at Chesapeake Outdoors, five or six different brands. Clyde's has different brands than that. They carry Bear, and they carry Coda Bow and a couple other ones, Parker. So you might want to go check them all out and see what works for your price range.
I'm gonna check out the Chesapeake Outdoors because you said there's a wider variety there.
Well, check out Clyde's too because they have different brands than the ones at Chesapeake. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Due diligence when you shop.
You got to shop. Yep.
So yeah, and you know what? I'd like it when you say that you protect your truck. It's an investment.
It is an investment, no question.
My parents used to say, "No, it's not. It depreciates." But it's investment because you can make money with it.
Exactly. It's a tool of my business right now. So
I love it when you say that.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Take care.
See you, Mark.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day.
There he goes, Fran in Baltimore City. Then we got Don and Michael. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Hi. Robin, good to have you back. We've kind of gotten used to you now on the show. That's not the same when you're not there.
Well, thank you. I hope it's a good thing.
Yeah. Listen, the last time I talked to you, when you started with this Bucks, Bears, and Stags thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I went to check it out, and it wasn't up and running yet. You know, you could see it, but it wasn't up and running yet. So I said,
how long ago was that?
When you first put
Okay.
But anyway,
I got it. Yeah.
I thought I wasn't going to, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went back, because I went to the library. I said, I'm going to look it up. It looks nice.
Thank you. We're very proud of
it. Pictures are great.
Yep.
I thought, now these guys, this is the real thing here.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled off the pictures, and I brought them home to put in my scrapbook, right? And it just so happened that this month's issue of, you know, my favorite little magazine, it had an article in there about the world record guy from last year. I am telling you, I thought, you know, first it encouraged me because he had a muzzleloader.
Yep.
He got this world record with a muzzleloader.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
30 yards, and the muzzleloader misfired first time.
Uh-oh.
And then he had to wait 2 days to spot him again. And I thought, you know, I don't feel bad because I kind of misfired when I shot the shoulder, you know.
Right, right.
To go back again. But I'm telling you, for those out there in the audience that don't hunt and you're just curious and want to see something, along with the Bucks, Bears, and Stags from Maryland, you've got to check out that 47 points.
Wow.
Scorable points, 47, and 312 was the measurement.
But that's not Maryland.
No, but I'm just saying, you could run on something like that.
You absolutely could, Maryland, no question.
I never thought anything like that existed.
They do.
But and a ground blind. I says, well, you know, we got a little something in common. A blind on the ground, misfired the first time. I said, boy, this is interesting. So I just wanted to share that little story with you.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks, Fran. I'm glad you
like
the
website. Have a wonderful day, girl, and thank you for checking out the site, and I hope you get one to go in the record book here soon.
Well, you know, I thought to myself, I looked at these guys, I said, Fran, you're going to look awful peculiar in the book in the middle of these guys. But I know a woman will be in there sooner or later.
Thank you, girl.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
Have
bye-bye.
Have a great day.
There she goes. Don and Michael, hang on. We got to do a commercial, and we'll be right back after these following messages. But I got to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop. We mentioned them a couple of times now, but, you know, waterfowl season is coming up right around the corner, and they've got a couple of great Browning firearms you want to take a look at. There's a BPS pump-action shotgun. It comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models. If you like that pump action, the Browning BPS pump action features a bottom ejection. That's great for being in the duck blind or the goose pit, because you're not throwing out shells and hitting your buddy over there on your right, you know. It's going in the bottom of the blind. So that's all good. The BPS pump is a fantastic shotgun. Then there's the Maxus. This thing was built for waterfowling. It's the autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. The Maxus, 3-inch and 3.5-inch chambers. It has a powered drive gas system that reduces your recoil. Then there's the Gold Light 10 gauge. What can I say? 3.5-inch chamber, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, gas operated auto loader. It's the Gold Light 10 gauge, and my favorite shotgun, the A5. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full line Browning dealer. Go get one. That phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop for Browning Firearms.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Good looking stretch of weather to get us on into December here. First weekend of December looking very fine in Baltimore. Mid-50s this afternoon. Anything outdoors, a winning plan this weekend. 33 degrees are low tonight, about like last night, and then upper 50s for Sunday and Monday. Could see some 60s by Tuesday. And looks like a cold snap shaping up for the East Coast Wednesday and Thursday. Talking lows below freezing Wednesday night, Thursday night down in the 20s. I'm Scott Laurie Moore, the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Hey, don't forget, $5 off your order a dozen crabs when you mention the Outdoors and Radio Show, Alan Ellis, WCBM, heard your ad, all that stuff. That'll do it at Good Times Crab House.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire.
Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans.
Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe.
Then go fetch my slippers.
And boil me up another pot of tea. Then pour another log on the fire, babe.
Come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Thank goodness Robin left the room for a minute. Nice timing there, Chris. Let's talk to Don on Battleship Cove. Morning, Don. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for holding, man.
Hey, you know, it's 45 degrees here on the Taunton River.
Uh-huh.
Off of the Narragansett Bay.
45.
It's the largest collection of World War II ships.
Indeed.
Still afloat.
Yep.
Calling to enter the contest. To say hi. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Nope, you're in. How's the hearing, by the way?
It's gone. On that left side. You know, when I'm in a plane,
yeah.
Every once in a while it will open up, but it closes right back up again.
Wow.
So the doc still says, just consider it to be permanent. And I can't get anything from the deer. They didn't have insurance, apparently.
I know the symbol for Hartford Insurance is a big elk, but I don't know where deer have their insurance.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, Hartford, Connecticut. Exactly.
But
maybe some Deer Creek, Michigan, or somewhere like that. You might want to check.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Hey, I have a question.
All right.
We have a busload of your listeners from Massachusetts are coming down to the wedding. Where should we park?
I'll tell you what. The wedding is in Deep Creek Lake at a restaurant near a hotel.
So park the bus in the lake.
No, on the bridge. That would be good. man, I'd love to have that happen. So
yeah.
All right, brother.
Well, congrats. And
thank you, man.
Hopefully I'll talk to you again before Christmas.
Hope so. Thanks, Don.
Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. And Michael. Oh, did I knock Michael off? Michael, are you there? Michael, are you there?
Yes.
Good. I thought I knocked you off there for a second. How you doing?
Oh, that's okay. As long as I win, you can do anything.
As long as you win. Got it. You waited this long to say hi.
Good morning, you and Robin.
Good morning.
I called for the contest.
Yep.
And I got two real quick deer stories for the week.
Perfect.
My neighbor went hunting with my son Saturday opening day. He's 50 years old. He shot his first deer in his lifetime.
50 years old. Great.
Yes. And that was monumental. And then Wednesday, we went hunting in Caroline County, and we didn't see nothing in the morning, but we went to the auction in Crumpton, and we scored big there.
Oh, good. Well, Caroline County. Caroline, yes. Caroline, yes. I know exactly where it is. Caroline County got hit hard by EHD. A lot of guys aren't seeing deer in Talbot, Caroline, and northern Dorchester County because of the epizootic hemorrhagic disease that hit that area so hard this year.
Really?
So, yes. A lot of deer died with EHD down that way. I'm not saying it wiped them out, but it took a lot of deer. It took its toll on a lot of deer. No question. So
my son and his friends, they hunt there, and yep. They've done quite well.
Good. Well, that's good for them. Good for them. So
thank you very much.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh pit crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Alligators grow so mean. Lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look
tiny. Neither got a granny.
Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on a chain gang.
Little Elvis here early in the morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Straight razor toting woman.
Straight razor toting woman.
Lord, I'm
like my brother.
Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of boat salad and carry it home in a poke salad, Annie.
All right, enough of poke salad, Annie. Let's talk to Felix in Pikesville. Good morning, Felix.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
What's up?
I'd like to get in on that muzzleloader.
You're in on it. You're already in it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're about running out of time. Next hour, we'll talk a little bit about the opening of deer season and how that went for everybody. And, you know, the opening weekend, the youth season, we got the numbers in. So we'll talk about that. Whatever else comes up. And we'll probably give away the muzzleloader 6:30 to 6:45 sometime. So we'll let you know when we're cutting the entries off for November. Give it away, and then we'll keep going in December. How's that sound? Okay? All right, folks. Whew. Quite an hour. How many callers we have? 16, 17? That's a lot of callers in an hour, you know?
And I liked it.
Yeah, I like being busy. I sure do. That means I don't have to talk about stuff. I didn't even talk about Sunday in the deer sting. I didn't talk about the rest of Saturday.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Oh, just like.
But I fell asleep. Unexpectedly.
You're so full. If he's unexpected, he fell asleep. He's crazy.
Get out, stay out, stay safe.